1-800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Third hour of the program. You can enjoy the phone calls here. You can dial in and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the main focus of the program, allowing you to bring up anything you want. I enjoy that freedom here at Free Talk Live. We're actually talking about freedoms that some of the founding fathers would have preferred you not enjoy. And we're going to continue that list here in a moment. Joining you on this, the mics here tonight is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find a bunch of stuff, and you hopefully will enjoy that. It's all over there, freetalklive.com, and it's free. So we're going to continue here, of course, so we will take your phone calls about anything. Doug is on the line listening in Manchester. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just want to say the founding fathers obviously weren't perfect, but what made them great was that they all came together and turned the world upside down and flipped off the basic establishment. And they said, most people are equal. The working man is just as good as the rich. There's no nobles. There's no royalty anymore. Basically, that's what they were getting across. And that's what made them great.
I think they did what the nobles did in Europe, with the Magna Carta, in England with the Magna Carta, a few hundred years prior to that. They said that this class of people that happens to be on top, we deserve rights, but the people beneath us don't. They reserved, for themselves rights that they did not give people that weren't white, that weren't male, and that didn't own land. So, I agree. Partially with what you're saying, and it's a step in the right direction, no doubt about it.
It was radical at the time.
It's just that, what you're going to hear from, if you go to a tea party or something like that, you're going to hear from a lot of different people there, the founding fathers are wonderful guys. They're just the next thing to Jesus. And, all these things about how great the Constitution is, how we need to get back to it. And what we try to, I used to feel that way. I just don't feel that way anymore. I think the Constitution's a flawed document, and I think the founding fathers were flawed men.
Well, what do you mean? You're saying there shouldn't be a Constitution, or you should redo the Constitution?
I think that the Constitution needs to be redone at the very least.
Why would you want to do that, Mark? That would keep the federal government around and allow these federal scumbags to write up a new Constitution.
I think if you got rid of the Constitution as it is, that you would get rid of the federal government as it exists.
How about we just get rid of the federal government and start there?
There are advantages to a federal government.
What would that be?
Standardization across the 50 states.
What's that supposed to mean, standardization? You're talking about regulations?
Light plugs. Have you ever gone to a foreign country and tried to use a light plug? You can't even plug your hair. Air dryer in. I'm just saying.
You're talking about a wall outlet?
Wall outlets, yes.
Yeah. They have adapters for that.
Yes, they do. And have you ever tried to use one of those? They get like 20.
So what you're saying is.
They get like 40 little tines sticking out all over the place.
That you think that there will be radical changes to wall outlets should we get rid of the federal government, and that's your best reason to keep it around?
I said standardization. That, I just gave you an example.
The marketplace standardizes things, Mark. You don't need the government
to
do that.
Then why didn't the marketplace standardize wall
outlets? Can you get a USB port on a laptop in the UK?
Sure, but you didn't answer my
question. Where's your standard?
You didn't answer my question.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're right here, Doug. Go ahead.
All right. So what you're saying is, I'm a libertarian. Federal government should be very small. It should still be there. Without a federal government, it would be like Europe. It would be very confusing. Without some sort of the money.
Money's easy to standardize.
Go from New Hampshire to California with no problems. I don't have to tell anybody. I don't have to do anything. That's because it's a federal government. We all agree.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Clearly, you've never been a professional driver.
Well, I mean, you get pulled over, you tell them what's what, and you go on your way.
Do you know any professional drivers?
Well, I've driven somewhat myself. A professional, you mean a tractor-trailer driver?
Yeah.
somewhat. Why you think
those
they
guys
have problems
are
a lot?
Lock, stock, and barrel by the Department of Transportation. They are subject to so many controls and so many regulations.
I disagree
with that. It is impossible
for
them to easily travel from one place to another in this country. So it's not true. In fact, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto is that in order for the 10 planks to be implemented, one of them is total control over transportation. And the government has that. Just because they allow you to travel from one point to another doesn't mean they couldn't stop you or interfere with you.
They do in California. They stop you for going in and out.
I disagree with that, but I'm saying right now, if I want to get in my car and drive to California, I don't have to tell anybody nothing. I don't have to go any through checkpoints or nothing like that.
It's not as bad as the airport, that's for sure. But you made yes, there's some advantages to what you're talking about. I want to
minor government. That's
I understand. But here's the thing: is that the current constitution that we have is so difficult to. It would be an extraordinarily difficult object to overthrow. Would you agree with that?
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous now. Okay. I mean, it's rigged so bad. But
right.
I mean, if you get back to some basics.
Yeah, but there's not gonna be. You're not getting back to any basics. I mean, that's just a pipe dream.
It's a multi-trillion-dollar federal government. And by the way, you're wrong, Doug. There are checkpoints. They've been putting them up across the northern and southern borders within 100 miles of those borders. There are internal checkpoints right here in the good old U.S. of A.
There's checkpoints right here in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put up with that as a citizen. I'd tell them my business, and as long as I'm not stoned or nothing, and I'm on my way. I tell them what's what, and if they arrest me,
that's what you think.
You're going to jail.
Some people have been beaten within inches of their lives by these government bureaucrats running these checkpoints. All I wanted to do is correct you. There are checkpoints in this country.
Right. And you know, this idea that we can get the Constitution to work as it exists. We can't get a new Constitution, because if you did, people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama would make sure that everybody had a right to medical care and a right to this and a right to that. Because the nation is huge and it is full of socialists. So, the other option is to try to get back to something. But, you know, if you
don't
look through
on,
history.
Take away.
What's
that's
that?
All.
I'm
all don't
in favor
on,
of what you're
away.
Saying. I like what you're saying,
yeah,
Doug.
But,
I get
but we
it.
Don't get to decide, you and I. That's what I'm saying, is the Constitution says that the Supreme Court has appellate jurisdiction, which means that they get to determine what the Constitution essentially says. So even if the Constitution says that there's a right to keep and bear arms, that that shall not be infringed, it's okay to have 20,000 laws that infringe it because the Supreme Court said it was okay. Even though the Constitution says that it shouldn't be infringed, you can infringe it because the Supreme Court says that they get to interpret it. Do you understand how messed up this is and how entirely unlikely it is that we're going to ever make this document into something?
If you shine a light
freedom?
On the ridiculous areas like that, people start to pay attention. That's all it is. If you shine a light on how ridiculous it is, people will see what's what. A lot
Doug,
of most people don't
you.
Know what's going on.
No, that's true. A lot of people are ignorant, but even if you do show them what's going on, they'll feel powerless to prevent any of it because, well, the federal government is well-entrenched and very powerful. Question for you. Let's say that you could press a button, and if you press that button tomorrow the federal government would completely disappear, and then we would then have 50 different state governments, and that could result in different wall outlets being made, and maybe one state government would put up a big wall of the Great Wall of Utah to surround their state to protect it from people that might want to travel through it to get to another state or whatever. Would you press that button if you knew that you would never have to pay federal taxes again, never have to pay for federal government programs that you absolutely can't stand and the regulations that control your life? Or would you really want to try to change the federal government in some way? If you could just press that button and gather all that freedom for yourself, would you do it?
No, not absolutely, no.
Wow.
I mean,
amazing.
There would have
to be. What does the federal government give you? Besides being
travel
able
to California.
To drive from here to California. I mean, the multi-trillion dollar national budget doesn't mean anything to you as long as you can drive to California? That's what you want to keep it around
for? That's ridiculous. I'm talking about the founding of this nation. After it was a confederacy, they made a small federal government. All they were supposed to do was make the same money and make sure everybody traded equally.
How many years of your life are you
talking about this again, though? You understand. You have said that you understand that you can't undo it. There's no undoing it.
So you don't think the button
doesn't give you the choice of undoing it. The button gives you the choice of getting rid of the federal
government
or keeping it.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, of course, some magic button.
Doug, I don't think it is ridiculous. I think we need to really talk seriously about secession. We need to talk about getting New Hampshire out of this federal government and having our own little place where we can actually have freedom. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. This is Free Talk Live. You dial in and bring up anything.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us what you want. Dial in toll free, 800 259 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on that site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features there including news updates. You want to get the latest about Free Talk Live as it happens? Get on the news updates lists. Different ways for you to receive that information include our email updates, Facebook, Twitter, whichever one works best for you. Go get signed up for free over at news.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Now, let's focus a little bit further on what Doug in Manchester was calling about there. I don't know. Were we empathizing enough with Doug?
Well, I think that I find, because I used to think like Doug thinks currently, I find that there's, and there's only a small amount of deviation between where we stand and him. I find myself a little frustrated. You know how, you know, when you've moved past something and somebody else hasn't, that you can find that very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And so I think not. I think we weren't as kind about it as we possibly could be, but. You know, that's kind of talk radio, too, right?
So well, I don't see why we can't be, compassionate here as much as possible. But, yeah, I mean, it is also – and it's also difficult, too, because sometimes somebody will look at you and say, well, you just think you're so smart. You're looking down on me. You think you've advanced. But I believe there's something valuable about having a small government. So they could come at it from that way.
If you're sitting there and thinking about these situations yourself, or they pop into your mind, or you've had whatever political beliefs you've had for over the years, it's not the same as the situation that I've been in. I've been in a political conversation about freedom for 7 years now, where I can't hide because I'm on 3 nights a week. For 6 nights, 3 hours a night, 6 nights a week, talking about the ideas of liberty, and I can't just say, well, if we get back to the Constitution, blah 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 blah, because people will bring up lots and lots and lots of examples. If you don't choose your history just to reflect what you want it to say, you'll realize that this Constitution stinks, and it has brought us what we have for a reason. Because that's what it was designed to do. It was designed to take power away from the states and the individuals and give it to the federal government, and to give the arbitration power to the federal government to decide whether or not it had done a good job in taking that power from those people. It's doing what it's supposed to do. The Constitution, although a plain reading of it is a better idea than the government we have today, that government we have today is the one that gets to read it. So the supposition that we're somehow ever going to get back to the Constitution seems fallacious to me. I think that a federal government that is unintrusive, however, runs the whole nation, is superior to a bunch of state governments. I think it that would be so if you could keep it that size. But I don't think you can do it, and I don't get to write the next Constitution. So to me, the only a natural and logical next step is secession. If I got to write a constitution that said what the federal government was going to look like, where the senators and the representatives had to have, say, a 90% quorum in order to pass something, then you could think that Democrats and Republicans would be able to agree that, say, murder is wrong and this is wrong and that's wrong, then I think that we would have a better shot at this. However, I don't get to do that. The gentleman from Manchester, what was it?
Doug.
He's not going to have the opportunity to do that. None of us in this room are going to have the opportunity to do that. Nobody who's in politics today is going to have the opportunity to do it, or is interested in doing it, because they're getting their kickbacks and their from the lobbyists, and their back scratching from the paid hookers or whatever it is that they're getting for being the politicians that they are. That's why I've come to the conclusion secession is a better idea, because government is unworkable. And the larger the government it is, the more it is that it's unworkable.
If you're somebody like Doug and you have this belief system, and you're right, Mark, I had a similar belief system in the past. We just need to get back to the Constitution, of course, accepting certain parts like this whole slavery thing and black people being 3/5 of a man.
Indians were zero, so.
Yeah. So the Constitution isn't really something I want to get back to. I want to advance to liberty. I want to advance to freedom.
The post office was a dumb idea. They put that in the Constitution, too.
Oh, man. Look at it. Well, look what it's become.
I mean, it was a solution for 18th century problems. Why in the world do we want solutions for 18th century problems in 21st century America?
That's a great point. But there is no solution that can be implemented for liberty with the federal government. Because, like you said, the politicians aren't going to do it. Look at what the Republicans are talking about. I actually have, there's actually a breakdown over at lewrockwell.com of this plan for America. No, excuse me. What was it called? The Pledge. Pledge to America?
Something that wasn't Contract for America, because that would have drawn up nasty memories for people.
This retread of the 1990s Contract for America, which is supposed to get people excited about how Republicans supposedly care about your freedom and they want to get government cut down. And there was actually one portion of it, I think, and I can pull up the details. Again, LewRockwell.com's got a breakdown of it, where essentially their big proposal, the aspect of this proposal that is supposed to be the most wide-cutting, the most drastically government-reducing part of this proposal, is they want to cut government to the size it was before the bailouts.
So 2008 levels?
Yeah, you
awesome.
Know, when small government George Bush. You know, when small government George Bush was in charge in 2008.
That's not gonna.
They could cut it down to 1968, as far as I'm concerned.
But this is what you're dealing with, Doug. People like this. These Republicans don't care about freedom. They've proven it time and time again. They talk a good game, some of them do. They know what the catchphrases are, and they know what the buzzwords are. Tenth Amendment, you know, all kinds. They can say things, freedom, liberty, they can say things, but look at what they do. In the Bush administration, the government grew dramatically. Now, of course, it's growing dramatically under Barack Obama as well, but my point being, there's no real dime's worth of difference between these two, and so electing new Republicans isn't going to change things. They're coming from the mold of the old. They're having to go through the political system in order to get to the point of being possibly elected in the first place. They're all completely corrupt. And if they aren't corrupt yet, then the Washington, D.C. will corrupt them. So there is no changing, in my opinion. I agree. There's no changing things at the D.C. level. So my question for people like Doug that are still of this mentality that we need to restore the Republic and get back to the Constitution. How many more years of your life are you willing to invest at spinning your wheels at this? How many more times are you willing to be snookered by these politicians telling you lies and you finding out, looks like the government's gotten bigger. We just elected some Republicans and the government's still getting bigger.
Yeah, we elected Democrats and the government got bigger. The government hasn't shrank at all since I've been alive.
I don't think it ever has.
Yeah, I don't
Never.
Know.
Never. And that's
you could make the argument that Jackson, the seventh president, Andrew Jackson, when he paid off the government debt down to the five figures that he may have done that. But you're still talking about the early 19th century.
How much,
so there's really nothing to discuss here.
How much money are you willing to spend? And I don't know. Maybe Doug's not really an activist. Maybe he just kind of sits on the sidelines and cheers things on when he thinks he likes something. But how much time and energy and effort and money are you willing to spend at attempting to change the federal government before you realize that it won't work?
And the other point is if you want the sort of standardization of one government, then why not one world government instead of one national government? Why not one world government? What a bad idea.
Yeah, they would be able to see how bad of an idea that is, right? But there's this nationalism that's in effect here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so head over there, enjoy them on us, and you can listen in that way. If you don't happen to have the pleasure of having a local radio station pick up the show, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com and enjoy our broadband and dial-up streams we have there for you. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock via those methods. Plus, the listen lines also have us 24/7. That allows you to call in via any phone that can call long distance and listen to Free Talk Live that way. Plus, you can learn more about some of our other listening options, like our webcam, as well as our satellite channel that we have. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com as we continue the discussion that kind of led us to this topic of the founding fathers and the small government and trying to change the federal government. And what led to this discussion was a list of the 11 freedoms that some of the founding fathers really did not look too kindly toward. And it's things like divorce, dancing, other things that, you know, people should just be left alone on.
Premarital sex, they didn't like that much either.
Let people be free to make their own choices.
Hanging out with people of different races.
Yeah, so let's continue that list if you don't mind.
Number 7 of 11, gambling. America's love of gambling was born in saloons. Not true. America's love of gambling simply came from other people that came here that loved gambling already. So the love of gambling is in humans. It's inherent. They like it. Where wagers were made on every conceivable contest of chance or skill, Benjamin Rush recommended the elimination of horse racing, cockfighting, and Sunday amusements, which led to gaming, drunkenness, and uncleanliness, as well as general debauchery. John Adams blamed the sensual, aimless culture of a monarchy for so much cards and backgammon, so much horse racing and cockfighting. So these guys just didn't like this stuff. This wasn't productive enough.
It's all because of a king. Yeah. If it were not for the monarchy, people would never have thought of these distractions.
This always...
no, of course not.
...brings up for me, you know, the ideas of conservatives versus liberals is, you know, conservatives pick some period of time that they think that the world was better and want to go back there.
Mm.
But I would like to point out that my grandmother, great-grandmother... Pauline, she beat with a stick her sons when she found them with cards. My grandma wow. Hazel told me this story. She went and got a willow stick and beat these boys out of the house and around the house because she found a deck of cards. Just think,
they're
conservatives.
Satan in them cards.
Just think, conservatives. You were the guys that, you know, 50 years. You were you. It was you that was running around beating kids with that were found with cards 120 years ago or whatever this was. Okay, so this conservative versus liberal thing, you know, some of this stuff, especially the social stuff, it's really just progress. It's progress. Yeah. People should be able to play cards if they want. If they want to gamble with those cards, fine. Fine, it's their money. Are there bad choices made about gambling? Absolutely.
Yeah,
people make lots of bad choices about gambling.
Things in excess, not usually a good idea.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, these are people's choices. They get to make them. Number 8, sports. Henry Lawrence, the president of the Continental Congress, at one point hoped for defeat in the War of Independence, which he thought would bring an end to the love of sporting amusements among Americans. To Lawrence, sports was a prime indicator of a doomed society. He believed the Olympic Games and other fooleries had brought the desolation of Greece.
Wow.
So this is how you take a little bit of information and you extrapolate it out, you know, the correlation versus causation conundrum.
If these guys had their druthers, everyone would just be working 24 hours a day,
sure,
right?
Working for the government that they set up. Remember, this John Adams, the small government bastion John Adams, he's the one who set up the Alien and Sedition Act, which made the Patriot Act look like, the Declaration of Independence. Mm. Number 9, drinking. Now, you know how this is going to be a long one, right? During the War of Independence, there was more than one tavern for every 100 residents of Philadelphia.
That's a lot, right?
The rebels' capital. By contrast, there was only one alcohol-serving business for every 1,000 residents in Philadelphia. There is now only one for every 1,000 residents in Philadelphia. So
amazing.
A tenth.
So people are drinking less?
No, this is an issue of zoning, really.
Oh.
This is people in their homes letting people in to drink.
Gotcha.
In New York, there were enough taverns.
Which, by the way... you're right, Mark. It's an issue of zoning, meaning that it's difficult to open your own bar. It's also an issue of licensing, in that it's difficult to open
That's
a
it.
Bar and get a license to sell, because that...
zoning is really licensing.
They're both artificial restrictions on the marketplace and what the marketplace would do. And having bars in neighborhoods is valuable from a safety aspect. If you can go down the street to drink, you don't have to drive.
And
but,
if you don't have to drive, you don't have to drive drunk.
Exactly, and therefore people would not perish in fiery car crashes as often.
Innocence.
Right, absolutely. But because the government has decided to put this license and restrictions in place and make it difficult for people to open up their own establishments in their own home, for instance, and invite people in and serve them alcohol and sell them alcohol, they're putting people at risk and they're putting people in danger of death and hurting people. It's just sick. And it's all for control, and it's all because of money, because these government people, they never get enough control and they never get enough money.
In New York, there were enough taverns to allow every resident in the city to be drinking in a bar at the same time.
Mm.
In Boston, liquor was sold at one of every 8 residential houses.
Though the founders did their share of drinking in early America, in public they acted, they attacked the practice during and after the Revolution. Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, James Madison, Robert Morris were among many of the founding fathers who supported excise taxes on alcohol after the Revolution as a means to curb drinking.
Oh, we know better now. Sure, we did it when we were children and young people, but now we're more refined.
Absolutely.
We've learned the error of our ways, and we'll now force it upon the rest of you.
In 1784, Benjamin Rush published an inquiry into the effects of spirituous liquors, which became one of the most important of the founding fathers' many anti-pleasure manifestos during the early national period. Rush argued that drink and democracy could not mix. He also invented the idea that chronic drunkenness is a biological disease, that the only cure is a lifelong abstinence. Taste not, handle not, touch not should be inscribed upon every vessel that contains spirits in the house of man who wishes to be cured by habits of...
Cut out thy tongue!
...of intemperance. These claims become...
Don't even look at that bottle!
These claims become the basis not only for the temperance movement in the 19th century, which was a disaster for the whole nation. Excuse me. The prohibition movement of the early 20th century and the science of addiction treatment in the late 20th century. The idea of the modern-day rehabilitation center was also invented by Rush, who called for drunkards to be taken off the streets and locked up in a special asylum in Philadelphia called Sober House. Not all Americans agreed with the Founding Fathers. The government's attempt in 1794 to enforce the national whiskey tax in western Pennsylvania resulted in what became called the Whiskey Rebellion, when renegades all over the region not only refused to pay the tax, but also tarred and feathered tax collectors.
Wow. I think I'm going to crack a beer open tonight after the show just in honor of this
George
man.
Washington and the killing of his own citizens over the Whiskey Rebellion.
Let's put that on hold for a moment and go to the phones and the fun. Dustin is on the line listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. You guys were touching base with the last guy, and he was talking about how the government's going to take control. I don't get to hear from you guys very often this, but... every time I pass through Virginia, I get you, and I'm really thankful for what you guys do. But I'm a truck driver, and I'm really scared about how this industry is falling out. Because we got all these new rules and regulations that the government is taking control, and it's basically going to affect a lot of people. We have guys out here that have been out here for 44, 50 years, and this is all they know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these new rules, they're called CSA 2010, basically affects little minor things like outlights and, you know, I mean...
If you want, I'd like you to hang on and you can come and outline some of the things that they're going to be changing, because already professional drivers like yourself are dealing with an incredibly burdensome regulatory structure and a buttload of rules right now, and they're making it worse. Hopefully he can hang on, keep his signal, and we'll keep talking to Dustin in a moment. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100
high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, but only moments remain. Enough time, however, for your call, perhaps if you make it now, at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this program, there are different ways for you to do that. One of them is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You will get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Some of them completely free. Some of them cost you a little bit, like maybe printing out flyers. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Looking for an internship this spring or summer? Are you in graduate school, recent graduate, undergraduate? If you're a writer and you're interested in journalism and passionate about liberty, the IHS Journalism Internship Program places aspiring journalists at media. Participants work in real jobs and learn core reporting skills. Former interns have gone to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, more. Many more. Placements available in print, broadcast, and new media. They give you a stipend, housing alliances, housing assistant, mentoring from experienced professionals. All majors encouraged to apply. There's all kinds of internships at libertarianinternships.com. This is handled by the Institute for Humane Studies, libertarianinternships.com.
All right, let's continue. Dustin, I believe, is still with us listening in Charleston to WVTS. Dustin, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You told us that you're a professional driver, meaning that you are, you know, you drive a truck for a living, basically. And by the way, you mentioned that you'd like to listen to us when you travel through Charleston, and I'd just like to invite you to our website if you've got internet access in your truck. And I know a lot of professional drivers do these days. You can visit us at freetalklive.com. You can get us all over the road.
Okay, great.
FYI for the future. So tell me about some of the new ludicrous regulations that are going to be just slathered on top of the already existing absurd, intrusive regulatory structure that you already have to deal with.
Well, starting in November, so-called. They'd already pushed it back a couple months before, but in November, they're basically going to start regulating our accidents and, let's say, violations of the log and scales and what have you. And they're going to look back 34 months in our prior history and tack points onto our license. We have a point system going to come in effect November for all this. And if you reach a certain amount of points, your license, your commercial license, your job is going to be suspended until you got to take so much time off or what have you. Just like having a license to drive your car, say you got a DUI, you get suspended for 6 months and you get your license back. That's somewhat like it is. And it's very aggravating because this is my livelihood. Now, there's guys out here that have been out here 40-plus years. This is all they know. Some of them hadn't even graduated high school. And they have families. They have houses. They have cars. You know, and if they're going to look 34 months behind and say they had a bad year all of a sudden, something should happen in their history where it could basically, they could lose their job.
They lose their job over what? I mean, are we talking about like having a running light out on their truck grill or something like that?
Exactly. I'm a company driver. And at one point, companies had to fix the truck. Okay. Let's say when you go into a terminal and you go through an inspection bay, they look at your truck, your lights, what have you, and they have to fix everything. Now they're leaving on us to say, hey, we sometimes drive 300 to 400 miles at a time. We don't stop. And let's say we hit a bump and a light goes out. Mm-hmm. All right. We get pulled over. We get a violation for that, points on our license, for that light behind our back that we can't see behind us went out. We get in trouble for that. It's on us now. It's no longer the company's responsibility.
Yeah, I bet the companies had something to do with getting that law passed because, you know, obviously they don't want to be held responsible for a light going out. And clearly the government wouldn't just say, hey, fix the light, let us know you fixed it. Like, they used to do these kind of things, right, at least for regular drivers. I mean, I've had situations where a light goes out. The cop gives me a ticket that says, get it fixed, and then, you know, prove that you've gotten it
Everything's
fixed.
Everything's always worse for the professional drivers.
Always.
They're totally owned lock, stock, and barrel, the logging regulations, the amount of hours you can drive. I mean, there's just so much that we've heard about, you know, having professional drivers call this show over the years. Just the absurdities just continue. It's ludicrous.
Right, it's not so much even driving your own truck anymore. When we go home, we got a commercial license. Even when we drive our car, if we get pulled over for speeding or running a stop sign, that's the same thing as driving our commercial vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It affects us in double manner. What I mean there is if, say, you got a seatbelt ticket at the house in your own car and you don't have a commercial license and it's, say, it's $75. I got a commercial license. I get a seatbelt ticket in my own car. It's going to be $185.
Wow. And you're that much closer to having it revoked completely, your ability to drive professionally.
Exactly. It's just coming down on us. Like, I mean, they raised our pay. I haven't had a raise in 2 years, and a lot of people haven't out here just because of the whole recession thing and what have you. People don't understand. We move 70% of all freight, 70% of all things. I mean, there's 30%, which include boats, planes, trains.
Mm-hmm.
And we move in 70% of all things. If we were to stop just for one day, you might not get your clean underwear or new toilet paper to put in your house.
The economy is really, you guys are really, you keep it together. I mean, the professional drivers out there are the backbone of the world economy. I mean, you guys are the ones that are bringing the products to the store shelves. And if it were not for you out there doing your jobs, there would be a major crisis in this country, and the federal government and the state governments treat you like their whipping boy.
Yeah, basically, they want to take every bit of our money, every chance they get. And I mean, I'm on the road for 2 months to 2-3 months at a time. I got a 5-year-old daughter and a wife I hardly ever know. you know?
It's a hard enough life. I mean, there's compensation involved, which is why the, you know, guys do it. It's a risky job. It's a difficult job. It's a, like you're saying, you're away from your family. Most people wouldn't want to go through that, but they see it as worth it because of certain things. And the more of these regulations they pile on top, the less worthwhile this is going to seem. Like, yeah, screw it. I'll just get a job flipping hamburgers or doing, you know, plumbing or doing something else in a local area, and the hell with I mean, I like to drive. I like my job, but I don't like dealing with the regulations. So screw it. I'm quitting. I bet there are a lot of guys out there that are saying that.
Well, basically, that's what my point is. Now, if when this comes into play, there is going to be a lot of people quitting, a lot of people, just because I've talked to individuals, hey, they're just going to give it up and do something else. Now, if that strike strikes as hard as I think it is, this industry is almost going to collapse because they're not going to have enough willing enough drivers to do what we do. And you're going to find that the economy is going to get worse when that happens because there's not going to be stuff being able to get where it needs to go. People are going to close their shops, their doors. They ain't going to be able to get their food to open up their restaurant in the morning. That's what's
going to
happen.
So wait, are you saying there's going to be a strike? Is there talk of a strike?
No, there's not. I didn't say that. Oh, now, okay. I don't want to put something on air that's not true, but, you know, I mean, very well could be in the future that, you know, there's a lot of people. They're talking at 175,000 drivers at the end of this year will lose their job as a commercial driver just because of this new CSA.
Good luck finding scabs to pick up that kind of work. I mean, you can't. Exactly. It's not just you got to know what you're doing to get behind the wheel of one of those big rigs, man. I mean, I have enough trouble backing up a little trailer hooked up to a truck. I can't imagine moving one of those things around and maneuvering it. I mean, it's. You guys really got to know your stuff. So if a bunch of those guys get fired or they up and quit, there's going to be a major hole in that industry, and it's not going to be quick to fill.
No, it's not. I mean, they're shipping these guys out of their schools like crazy. But you know, it's scary how quick they're going through their classes because you know it used to take a month. Now they're getting their license within 2 weeks.
Oh,
I mean, that's the sort of safety policy we have on these roads now. But you want to. Take what we have now away from us. I mean, we've earned what we've got here. I mean, I understand people, you know, do the wrong things out here. Sometimes they drink behind the wheel and, you know, kill people. I mean, those guys should be penalized. I don't abide by that.
Sure, but, sure. Yeah, if you're actually hurting other people, then that's one thing. But to have a light out on your truck, and by the way, anybody that's ever looked closely at an 18-wheeler truck, there are a lot of lights on those trucks. If one light goes out, the idea that it's somehow any significant increase in danger to anybody on the road is pretty ludicrous.
It does seem odd. It's just an opportunity to give a ticket, really.
Dustin, my heart goes out to you, man. I mean, this is...
I appreciate it.
It's just awful, and I'm glad you're out there listening, and thank you for the call tonight. Thanks for filling us in. 800-259-9231 is our number. You can use that tomorrow night. Right now, if you want a tote sack, you get a two-pack. It'll help you bring the groceries back in from the car. I use it. Love it. Great product. You get a two-pack of the tote sack. You can visit totesack.us to learn more about it and order some. Great, that makes a great gift. Stocking stuffers. Holiday season's coming up. Get your family some tote sacks, and they'll love them. But you can get a two-pack for yourself and give it a try and see what it's like. Call 603-435-1105. We'll give you a two-pack of the tote sack, and we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. 603-435-1105. Call now.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.